Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We have concluded the WPL Championships. There they are right there. In the books in both baseball and softball, we had a great time covering all the games. We ask and invite everybody to go back, and we had some great championship matchups. Go back and watch the archives, as the next step is the PIAA state playoff starting on Monday. One of those people wearing a crown, another crown, as it turns out, here on the weekend after the championships, Olivia Lancey, the outstanding junior pitcher for the Avonworth Antelopes. They are your two-time WPIAL 3A champs. They also now begin defense of their PIAA state championship. Olivia Lancey of the Avonworth Antelopes. Olivia, thank you for joining us. And does it ever get old winning these championships?
No, considering it's only been two, I mean.
Still got three next year. I mean, don't the three. No, state championship. States. That's three.
Yeah.
That's three. So that's pretty impressive stuff. And again, it could be four in a few weeks. And next year at this time, it could be more. So, very exciting stuff. When you think of the championships, the victory over Deer Lakes in the WPIL finals a year ago, the victory over Lewisburg in the state playoffs a year ago, and the recent victory over Southmoreland to give you the 2023 championship, how are they different? How are they the same as far as the feeling afterward?
I think they were all like very similar, but in the way that like we started slow and then towards the end of the game, it got like we started hitting and the score like started to separate a little bit more. But the feeling afterwards was kind of the same, you know. You're just glad you won.
How do you feel? I mean, you have been a quote unquote big game pitcher. You have really risen to the occasion. Obviously, you've been the winning pitcher in all these title games that we're talking about. As far as the Southmoreland game, how do you feel you did as far as your performance in the circle?
I thought I did good. I thought my pitches were on, my spots were good. I just kept hitters off balance, and that kind of worked for me the whole game.
When do you realize that you're feeling pretty good and you're hitting your spots? Is that something you know during warmups, or is that something that maybe takes, you know, into the first inning before you really feel confident?
It kind of carries throughout the game. Like in the Southmoreland game, I think it might have been the second or third inning I didn't do that good, but then I like fixed what I was doing wrong. So kind of like as the game goes on, I get better, I think.
Yeah, they scored their only run, as it turned out, of the game in the top of the third inning. It put them up 1-0. They didn't have the lead long. You guys tied it in the bottom of the inning. But, you know, in that situation, this team has, you know, a lot of talent and has been through a lot. When you fall behind like that early, do you, you know, no panic? You just, you know, okay, we got this.
Yeah, I trust my teammates. I don't think one run's going to be the difference.
How is now, you know, you mentioned trusting your teammates. A successful pitcher, unless you're striking out every batter, has got to rely on your defense. And nowadays we talk about how softball has changed over the last 10 years since they moved the rubber back, and how offense has exploded, and how, you know, that then puts more onus on your defense. As far as you know, it appears that you guys have been very strong in that category.
Yeah, I don't think we had any errors that game. Like, I'm not going to strike out everyone, so I can place the ball, and if it's like a hit, they're going to field and get the out.
Do you, when there are defensive miscues, some pitchers are, you know, every pitcher's different. Some, you know, take it in stride, say, don't worry, I got you, pointing to the fielder that may have made the mistake. Others get a little irritated by the miscue. when something happens behind you that doesn't go right for the antelopes, how do you deal with that?
I don't really mind. Like in the moment, I think you just got to get past it. Maybe after the game, I'd be a little upset, but during the game, like you just got to cheer them on and get the next one.
So tie game, getting late, right? Or you know, you guys were up 2-1, but tight game. And then you guys have the big inning, which I believe was also the same situation in the Burrell semifinal victory. That big inning either putting you on top or pulling you, putting you guys in a much more comfortable position. As a pitcher, do you enjoy pitching when it's tight? Or do you really, 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 really appreciate all those insurance runs?
I appreciate the runs, but either way, I think I'm still going to pitch the same. Like, I mean, I like the pressure of having to keep the game a low score, but the runs I like.
But, you know, I had another, and I don't know if it was a baseball pitcher or a softball pitcher, tell me just on one of these podcasts recently that they love that pressure. They love going up against another dominant pitcher. And that kind of surprised me. And I know that that speaks of one's competitive spirit. And it sounds like you are like that, that you don't run and hide when you're going up against, you know, other great pitchers in the WPIL. You almost welcome that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely in the Southmoreland game, their pitcher was good. And in the Burrell game, the semifinals, Katie Armstrong, she's a really good pitcher. So just knowing that, we already faced her 2 times this season. And she got a lot of strikeouts out of us, but in the semifinals, I think we only had like 6 or 7, so that was good for us.
So pretty good offense too. I mean, obviously Avonworth has relied on your success as a pitcher, but you guys can stick the ball pretty good too, right?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of depth in our lineup. Like 1 through 9, I think, is going to hit.
You're a junior. So you will be looked at to be a leader, and perhaps you're already looked at as one of the team leaders. Who are some of the other team leaders for this very talented Antelope squad?
Me, Leah Cuban, Lainey Shinsky, and Riley Gray are all captains. But I think since our group is so – there's only, like, no seniors, so juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, I think everyone really steps up because we're all so close in age, but – I think the 4 captains, but then it really just includes everyone, I think.
Have you guys been playing together, the group? And you mentioned no seniors, so that's scary for the rest of the district. But have you guys been playing together through the ranks, you know, as youngsters? And then, you know, when you get into the middle school, age, and then now into high school?
We played when we were younger, yeah. I didn't play in middle school since I broke my elbow and then COVID. So we didn't really have a middle school career, but then high school, we played for each other, and I played with Riley Gray for in the summer, so I've heard.
Broken elbow. How'd that happen?
Pitching.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I broke my growth plate, my elbow.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds extremely painful.
Yeah, I got back, though, in like a year, so it was okay.
So you were throwing a pitch, and what? Did it snap? Did it pop? I mean,
it was in a middle school game, and I was just pitching. I thought I was like hitting it on my like belt or something. And then after the game, it was like really swollen. So we went to the doctor. It was broken.
So it wasn't like one pitch where you were like, oh my gosh, something's wrong, you know?
And your arms. No, I played with it the whole game.
There, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So kudos on the quick recovery. That's pretty impressive. And it obviously hasn't hampered you. You're having yourself a tremendous career. So you mentioned you're one of the captains. How do you personally lead this young team still?
I think just reassuring everyone, like, someone makes an error, like, it's fine. Like, you're going to get over it. Trying to keep everyone locked in the game. Trying to stay focused.
Are you vocal?
A little. I'm more on the quiet side. Okay. I think Leah Cuban's more the one who gives the speeches in the pregame.
All right. Yeah. I I had a chance, I think it was in 2019, to have a nice lengthy chat with your coach, Jenna Muncy, and what a treat it was. She has done an incredible job with this program. Again, going back to that 19 Cron, so that's three district titles in four seasons. What's it like playing for Coach Muncy?
It's great. She's a great coach. Just, I mean, she's been through it a lot. So she's coached at different, I coached at Upper Sinclair, I think. Mm-hmm. So just having her at all different levels. And I think she played in college. So just her experience of the game really helps us.
Is she a screamer?
Not, depends on the day. Not really, but.
I like the very political answer. You thought about it for a second. Choose your words carefully. But you know, when the moment strikes and she has to be a little loud, right?
Yeah. Not all the time though.
No.
Yeah.
She doesn't strike me as being a screamer either.
No.
So your performance in the Southmoreland victory, 7 innings, mm-hmm. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 14 strikeouts. Do you get more satisfaction out of racking up the strikeouts, double-digit strikeouts after a game, or do you get more satisfaction of keeping that walk total really low?
I think both. I don't know if the one was an intentional walk. So, like...
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, I like the strikeouts, but I don't like when anyone gets on base, so
no,
I like to keep the walks down.
The strikeouts are great.
Yeah.
They are, but you know, that's what a lot of people at the next level look for is control. And when mm-hmm. you're only walking 1-2 batters a game, that's pretty impressive, especially with the addition of those strikeout totals. You had a hit and an RBI in the game as well. Talk a little bit about your stick. How has that improved over the years?
I think it definitely improved since freshman, sophomore, and into this year. I had 0 home runs freshman year and then 1 last year. I think I have 6 right now. So kind of just getting like more power in my swing, but I'd say I'm a contact hitter, just hit for singles, but yeah, it's definitely improved over the years.
With the occasional pop, right?
Yeah.
So is that, you know, I'm always impressed with how, good pitchers are also good hitters. And again, that speaks for their great athleticism, but you know, it takes a lot of time to become a good pitcher, to become an elite pitcher, which I think we can put you at that level. And that more time you're spending working on your pitching, the less time you have to work on your hitting. But you know, it sounds like you've put a lot of extra time into your offense.
Yeah, I think just hitting off the tee or whatever, doing front toss, going to hitting lessons kind of all helps just keep getting better.
Yeah, another impressive thing is your grade point average, something like 4.3 or something like that. Some ridiculous. That's like, I think that was my total GPA through my high school years. That's how bad I was. Again, it's a balancing act, right? You know, you love softball, you want to play as much of it as you can. And that's not just in the spring, but also winter workouts and fall ball and all that stuff. And then, you know, summer doesn't matter because you're not in school, but to keep the grades up, you got to put a lot of effort into that as well.
Yeah. I played volleyball in the winter. So
wow.
Also had that in. It was a lot, but you just have to like schedule time to do your homework and stuff, which I don't find that hard, but it's okay.
Well, you've probably been doing it your whole,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you've probably been a great student throughout your 11 years now. And you've always obviously been a pretty darn good athlete for a long time too. So it's a balancing act that not everyone can pull off. So again, kudos to you and parents who have put that work ethic into you. You guys got a tough draw coming up on Monday, first round of the PIAA playoffs. You play a pretty darn good Fort LaBeouf team from District 10. They were having a great season. Either they were undefeated or one loss into the championship. They lost the District 10 championship game to Jamestown, I believe. And thus, they're the second seed, and that's who you guys will play, I think, at North Allegheny on Monday. What do you know about the Bison?
Not much. I looked them up the other day, but can't really recall anything. But we played Jamestown freshman year, so we beat them, I think it was 8-something. So to kind of put that in perspective. But
yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. So I'm sure Coach is doing a lot of scouting, and she'll share whatever information she gathers with you guys. Is that something, especially as a pitcher in this day and age where there's video here, there, and everywhere, that you like to study and get as much information on the opposing hitters as much as you can?
Yeah, I think the whole team does. Every practice before, like, we play someone, we kind of go over their hitters, their pitchers, their defense, what they got. And we'll probably do that tomorrow when we have practice, and probably even Sunday. So
Coach calls you Liv. Do you prefer Liv or Olivia?
Liv.
Okay, Liv. I probably should have asked you that the very first question, because, I would have called you Liv. So Liv, Lancey, kind enough to join us. Liv, let's get to know you a little more. Besides having a tremendous British accent, do you have any superstitions, especially when it comes to softball?
I try to stay away from superstitions as much as possible, just so I don't, like, get in a certain routine where I have to, like, do certain things. And, like, if I don't do it, I'm going to do bad.
Okay. So on game day, you're not eating a specific breakfast or lunch?
No.
Okay. you mentioned you play volleyball. Away from the volleyball, away from the softball, and putting the books down for a moment, what are some of the things you like to do for fun getting away from all that?
I like to hang out with friends, take my dogs on walks, and read.
How many dogs do you have?
I have 2 huskies.
Do they take you for a walk? Because I see our neighbor has a husky, and usually it takes our neighbor for a walk.
Sometimes. They're pretty good, but the other day the one got off the leash. So
oh,
I had to go chase now, after her.
Okay, now in that situation, this is good. And that's what's the dog's name that escaped?
Jenna, is the same name as my coach. It's kind of weird.
That's right. At least you're not whistling at your coach. Here, Jenna. You know. So Jenna gets away. Do you call her and she comes back, or do you got to go in chase mode?
She usually comes back if I call her, but unless she, like, sees something, then she'll run.
All right, well, what happened the other day?
Her harness just, like, came off, and then she started going, and then she came back. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So you get together with, you know, it's unbelievable how, and I think it's awesome, but whenever I ask that question of you young athletes, that's the first thing that everyone says, like hanging out with friends. When you're hanging out with your pals, what are some of the things that you guys are doing?
Playing games.
Legal things only.
Go on walks, hikes, go to the museum, just fun stuff around Pittsburgh.
Okay, hikes. Where do you go? Yeah. Where do you guys go hiking?
Oh, we went near South Bend last time. I don't know what it was called, but we just went through there.
Really, you could go down the hill from your school and just walk up that, and that would be considered a hike, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that ridiculous hill. I get tired driving up it. But, when you get together, do you like watching TV, movies, any of that stuff?
More of a TV type of person.
Okay. What do you have any specific shows that you're a big fan of?
Probably Criminal Minds.
Okay. Boy, that's been on for a while. My wife likes that show, too. So when you're together with your friends and you guys are just hanging out, chilling, if you will, what are some of the things that you like to snack on?
Oh, goldfish.
Good call. Very good call.
Probably mainly that.
So if you had a big bowl of goldfish in front of you, you'd be a happy camper, right?
Probably, yeah.
All right, what else? Anything sweet?
I like those trolley gummy worms. Those are good.
Yeah, you know, the don't they stick to your teeth though?
Not really, no.
No. I used to like those little red fish, and they have a
Swedish fish?
Swedish fish, yes. I love those things, but then the older I got, the more it just became a pain because it would stick to your teeth, and you know, when floss comes into the picture, then you know enough's enough, right? All right, so are we winning more gold here in a couple of weeks? What's the story? Give us the lowdown, if you will.
That's the goal. I think everyone on our team is looking to win again. So let me put in the work in the next few days to reach that goal.
So you guys aren't bored yet
No.
with all this gold.
Yeah.
I tell you what, by the time you guys graduate, you keep winning, man. It is going to be really a story for the ages. Not only yourself, but a lot of your teammates too. This is a tremendous run that you guys are on. Best of luck. Keep it going. Liv, appreciate your time and good luck these next few weeks.
Thank you.
All right, Liv Lancey, the outstanding pitcher for the Avonworth Antelopes. Couldn't wait to get off there. She was clicking that button as soon as I said so long. She, again, she has really risen to the occasion. I got the numbers here against Deer Lakes Championship, one run, last year's district championship game. Two runs allowed in the state championship game, a 7-2 win over Lewisburg. And here, this past week, one run given up to Southmoreland as the Lopes win 5-2-1. All right, let's get you updated. 3A, 2A, Class A. If you're looking for 4A, 5A, 6A information, that's on our team of the week podcast. Hempfield is our team of the week this past week with their big victory in Class 6A over Seneca Valley. All right, 3A. So we know Avonworth is one heading into the state playoffs. And two is Southmoreland, the runner-up or the winner of the consolation game. The third team into the state playoffs is Burrell. They defeated Waynesburg Central 3-0. But don't fret, Raider fans. Waynesburg Central also qualifies in 3A softball. The WPIL sends four teams to the state playoffs. So again, that order is Avonworth, Southmoreland, Burrell, and Waynesburg Central. 2A softball championship game won by Neshanic. Congratulations. Speaking of teams, all they do is win. 46 victories in a row. Perfect a year ago, perfect thus far this season. They knock off a familiar foe, Laurel, in the 2A championship game by a score of 12-2. That 46 consecutive wins, we believe, is a new WPIAL record. So Neshanic won, Laurel two. Third, Greensburg Central Catholic, the Centurions, won the 2A consolation game by a score of 7-6 over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. So Neshanic won, Laurel two, Greensburg Central Catholic three. I lied. I didn't say this would be 3-2-1. This is 3-2-5. 6A, 4A, Class A, or in the other podcast. So 5A champion is Trinity. They knock off top seed and defending champion Armstrong in a wild one at Penn West University. 11-7, Hillers winning their first WPIAL championship. What a season they have had. So Trinity is one. Armstrong is two heading into the state playoffs. Shaler is three. The Titans, after losing their first game to Trinity in the semifinals, rebound. They beat South Fayette 2-1. Keep an eye on that Lions team, though. Young, young, young. A lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomore. They could be the next Avonworth or Neshanic down the road. So there you have it. Really a bow on the WPIL playoffs. Again, check out the archives of many of our playoff games, including the 12 baseball and softball district championship games. That'll do it for this softball player of the week podcast. Thanks to Liz Lancey of Avonworth for joining us. Our producer, as always, Mr. Chris Lackner. I'm Don Rebel. We thank you for joining us. Up next, the PIAA playoffs, the path to Penn State as we conclude the WPIL championships here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.